USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 23 people known dead from a pair of tornadoes that touched down in southeastern Alabama late yesterday, and that death toll is expected to rise. And Lee County, Alabama Sheriff Jay Jones says,
we also have had several individuals that have been transported that were injured. But again, at this point, our efforts are geared towards search and rescue.
Those 23 known dead from those two tornadoes in Alabama yesterday exceeds the number killed by tornadoes in the United States all of last year. U.S. House Judiciary Chairman Democrat Gerald Nadler wants documents from 60 officials and organizations close to the White House. He says he's going to today make a request that will be part of his panel's investigation into obstruction of justice, corruption, and abuse of power. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
A House resolution aiming to block President Trump's emergency declaration at the border gaining some support even from some Republican senators. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has revealed he will vote in favor of the resolution. GOP Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells CNN's State of the Union that the president's action was not his preferred choice.
Unlike some of my colleagues, I don't think that the president doing this is going to end Western order. The sun will come up the next morning. I do think he is probably rethinking the situation. As I understand it, he has the ability without resorting to a national emergency.
The Senate will vote on the measure later this month.
National Security Advisor John Bolton says the president's second summit with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un was a success. Bolton saying the meeting was unquestionably successful because Trump protected and defended American interests. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
President Trump gave a very long speech on Saturday. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
President Trump in rare form, even for President Trump, as he speaks at the 2019 Conservative Political Action Conference just outside D.C. on Saturday.
Now, Robert Mueller never received a vote, and neither did the person that appointed him. And as you know, the Attorney General says, I'm going to recuse myself.
Referring there to Jeff Sessions and referring here to Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
I saw a little shifty Schiff yesterday. He went into a meeting and he said, we're going to look into his finances. I said, where did that come from? He always talked about Russia. Collusion with Russia. The collusion delusion.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Curious relatives of Stephon Clark, the unarmed black Sacramento man shot and killed by police as he held a cell phone, are lashing out at the county's district attorney. Clark's brother, Stevante, says not only did prosecutors decline to charge the officers, but they unfairly blamed Clark for his own death.
I'm just surprised at, like, the way she did it, you know. It was just uncalled for, unnecessary. It hurt the whole family, not just the community. It was just, you know, Stefan was, it was like he was killed again.
The Clark family says they hope for a different result from a probe by the California Attorney General. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.